What if the reason you feel perpetually exhausted, anxious, and unfulfilled isn't because you're failing, but because you're succeeding at the wrong goals? Think about it. You check all the boxes society hands you, yet satisfaction remains frustratingly out of reach. The culprit isn't laziness or lack of ambition. It's something far more insidious, operating beneath your conscious awareness like malware corrupting your mental hard drive. These invisible forces are called expectations, and they're quietly running your life without your permission. Most dangerously, you didn't even install them. Other people did. Your brain runs on expectations the way your phone runs on apps. The problem? You never consciously chose which programs to install. From childhood, other people's voices, cultural norms, and random experiences coded your mental operating system without your consent. Now, these programs run automatically, dictating how you see yourself, what you believe you deserve, and what constitutes success or failure. Consider how this plays out. A child growing up with an alcoholic parent learns that achievement equals safety. Straight A's bring praise. Mistakes bring chaos. Fast forward 20 years, and that same person, now outwardly successful, can't enjoy their accomplishments because their internal software still screams that perfection is the only acceptable outcome. They've become Mr. Perfect, driven by an outdated survival program that no longer serves them. Understanding how expectations shape your reality isn't just helpful, it's the difference between living your life and performing someone else's script. Perfectionism isn't about high standards, it's emotional survival. When childhood felt unstable, controlling performance became a way to control your world. The cruel irony? Those childhood fears keep running in the background, creating anxiety that feels urgent yet inexplicable. You're responding to threats that no longer exist. Another common bug is suppression, shoving uncomfortable feelings into a mental closet. Those buried emotions mutate into compulsive behaviors, unexplained anger, and self-sabotage. We're drowning in expectations that have nothing to do with our actual lives. Advertising deliberately manufactures dissatisfaction. Increased ad exposure directly correlates with decreased life satisfaction. Social media amplifies this exponentially, comparing your messy reality to everyone's highlight reel. Most expectations are unrealistic because they ignore control. You control yourself, period. Not your spouse, children, colleagues, or the economy. Even Simone Biles admitted online criticism damaged her self-worth until she rejected those external standards. Research confirms that while high aspirations motivate, expectations exceeding reasonable capabilities decrease performance. Excessive pressure doesn't inspire excellence, it poisons potential. Relationships suffer most from unspoken expectations, what we call premeditated resentments. You imagine your partner will intuitively know what you need, expect your friend to prioritize your birthday like you do theirs, assume your colleague will match your work ethic. None of these expectations were communicated, yet you feel betrayed when they're not met. The other person didn't feel you, your unspoken fantasy did. Once you've determined an expectation is realistic and genuinely yours, communicate it. People aren't telepathic. Actor Terry Crews describes how his father's inability to communicate damaged everyone's confidence, and he eventually realized he was withholding communication from his own wife as a control tactic. True intimacy means someone knows all your thoughts and problems and still loves you. Even clearly communicated expectations can be declined. This is crucial. They're allowed to say no without destroying the relationship. If someone can't say no, they can't truly say yes. They're just complying under pressure. When expectations go unmet, ask, "Am I reacting to reality or my fantasy?" Untended disappointment ferments into resentment. After rejection, reframe your expectation into something achievable. Find someone else who can meet it, or meet it yourself. If someone repeatedly fails to honor agreed-upon expectations, reconsider their role in your life. Establishing boundaries isn't mean, it's essential self-care. Cultural expectations, the shared beliefs of your racial, religious, professional, or social groups, exert enormous invisible pressure. these expectations feel like objective truth rather than constructed norms. Much of your inner turmoil stems from trying to conform to cultural standards you never consciously chose. Immigrant children navigate this tension constantly. Comedian Yvonne Orji's Nigerian parents expected her to become a doctor or lawyer. She chose comedy. Aziz Ansari's Master of None explores this beautifully. After ordering pork at dinner with visiting Muslim relatives, he explains that while religion holds cultural value for his parents' generation, for him, it means people calling me terrorist and getting pulled out of airport security lines. The resolution comes through mutual respect. His parents accept his choices while he avoids disrespecting their beliefs in their presence. Despite these pressures, we must remain authentic without harming others, setting expectations with self-respect and compassion. Professional life requires meeting employer expectations while identifying your own realistic goals. The gap between these often causes profound frustration. The secret lies in understanding what you can and cannot control. Instead of fixating on outcomes like promotions or sales figures, focus on the process. When you invest energy in what you control rather than stressing about results, you paradoxically increase your chances of success. In 2010, after overseeing the Karate Kid remake that grossed $359 million worldwide, the expected promotion never came. Too many senior executives already occupied higher positions. For months, depression made basic functioning difficult. Self-worth had become so entangled with that promotion that without it, worthlessness felt total. This crushing disappointment forced a life assessment that revealed true purpose. I am created to create. This revelation led to starting an independent company and rediscovering excitement about the future. We have been conditioned to be results-oriented in every aspect of life. Marketing constantly sells outcomes: be skinnier, hipper, cooler. But our addiction to results actually damages our ability to achieve them. Being process-oriented is the surest path to mastery, that mysterious journey where challenges become progressively easier through dedicated practice. Just as pilots know that being off by 1 degree puts you miles off course, your goals require precise alignment with your true expectations. Fake goals are like knockoff Rolexes. They look real from a distance, but crumble under scrutiny. When something is expected of you, you create goals to meet those expectations. If these expectations are unrealistic, your goals become fake. Many fake goals stem from expectations that family or friends place on you. When you unquestioningly accept someone else's expectation of who you're supposed to be, you're entering the wrong address in your GPS. To course correct, ask yourself whose dream you're living and what you'd really do if there were no negative consequences. Lauryn Hill exemplifies this. Despite her debut album selling over 19 million copies, she hasn't released another in 2 decades. In a 2018 essay, she declared herself free from others' expectations. "I reject being pigeonholed or pinned down by someone else's uninformed concept of me." Your goals should power you toward your own authentic next chapter, not someone else's vision. Living free means choosing your own expectations, not accepting imposed ones. Reality-based expectations boost productivity. You stop wasting energy on unrealistic thinking or waiting for others to act. You reclaim control and eliminate negative emotions from unspoken expectations. Flexibility remains crucial. Even well-set expectations need adjustment when new information arrives. The pandemic proved this. No one's January 2020 resolutions anticipated what followed. Like resetting a broken bone, sometimes expectations need readjustment to succeed. Life throws surprises regardless of planning. Understanding who you are beyond what you do becomes your anchor during storms. Take inventory of your obligations. Do they align with your authentic self or stem from unset expectations? Find quiet time to reflect on your natural talents, passions, and priorities. This reveals your true self and necessary changes. In a world constantly dictating who to be, the most radical act is choosing your own expectations. Set your direction purposefully and realistically. You'll live with fewer burdens, in authentic power, with more joy. Freedom isn't the absence of expectations. It's the presence of ones you've consciously chosen.